In Module 3, we mentioned that your health center should be maintaining continuous compliance and that there are a few specific HRSA monitoring touch points. What does that actually look like? This graphic shows the HRSA overall monitoring cycle for a funded health center with a typical 3-year period of performance. The majority of SAC awards made to current award recipients are for a 3-year period of performance, and a similar period of designation and monitoring cycle is used for lookalikes. A few months before its current period of performance is over, a funded health center completes a service area competition application, which is a lengthy application to renew the health center's funding to serve that particular geographic area for another 3-year period. In the SAC application, the health center will need to demonstrate its full compliance with all program requirements. When the SAC is awarded, assuming the health center is fully in compliance, a new 3-year period of performance begins. During the first year of the period of performance, the health center completes a budget period progress report, or BPR, to receive its funding for year 2. The BPR is an annual report which provides budget information for the upcoming budget period, as well as an update on the progress and major changes impacting the health center's grant activities and patient capacity. During the second year, approximately 14 to 18 months into the period of performance, the health center will have an operational site visit, or OSV, which provides an objective assessment and verification of the health center's compliance. Conducted by expert consultants, the virtual or in-person site visit uses a standard methodology detailed in HRSA's site visit protocol to determine if the health center is compliant with all program requirements. Later in the second year, the health center will complete another BPR to provide a progress report and secure their year 3 funding. Finally, in the third year, the health center will complete another SAC application to again compete for funding to serve its service area for another 3 years and to again demonstrate compliance. In this way, there are several defined points in the period of performance at which compliance is assessed.